Hello, and welcome to Mr. Marr's History Podcast. Google Mr. Marr History to get more help with Nationals Higher and Advanced Higher History. In today's podcast, we will consider the long-term effects of the Treaty of Versailles, which was the agreement which ultimately brought an official end to World War I. In the short term, the Treaty of Versailles caused various problems for Germany. It led to major arguments and splits across the country about whether or not it should be signed, and then it caused division between those who had agreed it and the rest of Germany, who in many cases believed they had been stabbed in the back. It's no surprise that some of the people that signed the deal became known as the November Criminals. It also, however, severely weakened Germany in economic, military, and reputational terms. Reputational, because it involved them agreeing that they had caused the war. Economic, because of the huge costs associated with reparations, and in the military, because of the limited military which they were allowed. The long-term effects of the treaty, however, are subject to much more debate. Some historians believe that the treaty ultimately helped bring down the Weimar government and put the Nazis into power. Others, however, would argue that the treaty's effects are exaggerated, and they ignore existing problems which happened in Germany, and would have continued with or without the treaty. The critics of Versailles argued that it was fatal for the Weimar Republic. They believed that signing the treaty meant the Republic faced anger even from moderate Germans and fed into the stab in the back idea. The politicians who agreed this deal were accused of betraying Germany. Right-wing parties and nationalists even argued that democracy was un-German. And they said that instead Germany needed an authoritarian government that would give back the country its pride. It can be clearly argued that ultimately these feelings led to the eventual Nazi government. Germany's economic problems were also blamed on the treaty. The hyperinflation crisis of 1923, which wiped out many people's life savings, was linked to the difficulties of paying reparations. Hyperinflation devastated lives across Germany. And furthermore, the military occupation of the Ruhr, which took place, helping cause the hyperinflation crisis, was another reminder of Germany's military weakness following the clauses in the treaty. All of this increased support for right-wing parties who pledged to overturn the treaty. However, many others would argue that in fact this is unfair criticism, to suggest that somehow the Treaty of Versailles on its own led to problems. They would contend instead that Germany already faced many challenges. Some would argue that the issue which most undermined democracy was in fact Weimar's election system. The use of proportional representations meant that small extremist parties found it easier to get elected, and it also meant that weak coalitions regularly collapsed, undermining faith in that particular election system. In addition, many fears about Weimar stemmed from other divisions. The prospect of communism spreading right across Europe, including Germany, was one that terrified many people, not simply in Germany, in particular the middle class and business owners. And also, Ebert's use of the Freikorps in 1919 to end the Spartacist revolt had created a permanent divide between the Social Democrats and the Communist Party, which would cause later problems. In economic terms, it is argued that whilst hyperinflation caused major problems, in fact Weimar survived this crisis, leading to the so-called Golden Age of Weimar between 1924 and 1929. The eventual economic crisis which did help Hitler into power, beginning with the Wall Street crash in 1929, was in fact a worldwide depression and had nothing to do with the Treaty of Versailles.